Good morning, listen to floordaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Josh Eichner, who is a vice president with Framerica. Josh, how you doing?
Hi, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Thanks for being with us this morning. I guess we kind of need to introduce maybe some of our listeners to your company. I know you've been around for a long time. Framerica is basically a 40-year-old company. It's almost a perfect American dream. I mean, we're talking about two guys who were friends in their early childhood, got together, started a business, and focused, I guess, initially in the framing business, but now you have three core businesses. You've got the picture frame business, the flooring transitions, and architectural moldings. Is that, in a nutshell, kind of the gist of who Framerica is?
That is. We're what we'd like to think is the foremost profile wrapper and molding manufacturers in North America. We are 40 years old. The company was founded by my father, Gene Eichner, and his partner, Gordon Van Vechten. Started in the picture framing business and have since expanded into other industries. And but we're molding guys and we're profile wrappers and proud to be that.
Okay, and when we talk about the flooring business, when we focus on that, you basically make moldings, transitions, things that, and I guess when you start talking about moldings, do you make them for primarily the laminate category, or tell me a little bit about that?
We do. We make them exclusively for the laminate industry, and that's your typical transition molding, T-molding, surface reducers, end caps, all the profiles that you can think of for any type of laminate floor that exists. You know, we're proud to be working with sort of the foremost laminate manufacturers in North America and really the world, and that's basically the what we do within the flooring industry.
And so you partner kind of as an OEM. I mean, you get with these guys and you say, okay, we need to create these transitions that kind of match the coloring and the look of your flooring. In a nutshell, when I start thinking about that, I start thinking, oh my gosh, that's probably 1,000 SKUs. But you guys have actually come up with a great program where the retailer doesn't have to carry a whole large number of items to be able to offer their customer, the end user, some transitions. Tell us a little bit about that.
We do. I mean, our big thing is that we like to partner with our customers, and our customers are typically the manufacturers of floors. So we have exact match SKUs, and everything that we do is about that molding being the perfect molding for that floor. Now, we have things that coordinate, and you're right, we do have thousands of SKUs, but all of our stuff is really dialed in to be perfect. And if it means coming up with an inventory solution for our customers, then we're willing to do that, and we'd love to do that. But when someone puts a floor down, they're concerned about the floor. We just want the molding to be perfect for that floor so no one has to think about it. It matches. It works perfectly. And we go from there.
And like I said, we're introducing you to our listeners, but you actually been around a long time, and you're one of the bigger players in this business, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we are. You know, we've been around for 40 years, and we're profile wrappers, like I said, and molding guys. So we have more capacity than anyone else, and we have great people. We're really kind of a pioneering force in profile wrapping moldings. So, in terms of our abilities and capabilities, I'd like to think that they're kind of superior. And we've been doing it for a long time. So it's really an honor to be working with some of the companies that we're working with in the flooring industry, because they're such big, large, prestigious companies. And for us to be able to help them is really a great honor.
If a retailer is carrying a line of laminate goods, they probably may already be carrying some of your styles and may not even know it. Is that right?
They probably are. I hope they are. We typically don't sell directly to retailers. We're in a support role. In other words, we supply manufacturers. In some instances, we supply distributors. But we don't ever compete with our customers. So if someone is going to have us do a molding for them and match it and either ship it direct or ship it to them or whatever service we can provide them, we let them sell the molding. Or if they ask us to, we'll sell the molding. But I'm quite sure that many of the retailers and the contractors have had our molding and are using our molding right now.
Okay. And when you say a profile wrapper, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, what we do is we take a core substrate, which is medium-density fiberboard, and we wrap it with a laminate. And that laminate is coated and protected and incredibly durable. And that's the process, is taking a laminate and profile wrapping it onto a profile. For example, a T-molding would be a profile, and the laminate is then affixed to that. That's okay. The process.
And you guys actually have had some innovations, some patents in the past. I think you've even had, you know, originally you got started as Framica because you're the one that figured out how to put a naturally hard product around a profile. Is that right?
That's true. At the time, Framerica was formerly Framerica and really got its start by inventing Formica-covered picture frame molding, which is why the name lends itself perfectly to be Framerica. And at the time, high-pressure laminates were very challenging to wrap. They would crack. They were used mostly predominantly for furniture and countertops and things of that nature. So to be able to wrap it around a half-round picture frame molding was revolutionary at the time. And, of course, the laminates have come a long way, and the processes have come a long way. But that really got us our start and put us on the map.
All right, and by looking a little bit briefly at your website, which is framerica.com, which is framerica.com, I see that you have your EPP, your Environmentally Preferred Product status. So you've got a real kind of a green side of your company, don't you?
We do, and it's something that's very important to us and kind of always has been before it was in vogue. We're an EPP-certified downstream licensed facility by the Composite Panel Association, and it's important, which really means that the board that we're buying or the substrate that we're buying from the mills around the country is the finest board, and it really is sustainable material, and it's great material, so we kind of partner with those board manufacturers to make sure that we're buying the right stuff. On the other side of it, our entire process is devoted to being as green or as environmentally conscious as we possibly can be. From the waste that we generate and burn to reheat our facility, to the recycling efforts that we do, everyone is conscious of it and on top of it. So it's really the entire process is focused on being as green as we possibly can be.
And one of your lead products, I believe, is called Bonanza Wood. Tell me what that is.
Bonanza Wood is our trade name, really, for our core substrate. And that means in order for us to use a certain core, it's got to pass our own internal tests. We provide specifications to the mills, and they provide us with great board. And then if it is to those specifications and it's sustainable and it's useful enough and it's going to work great in the field, then we lend it the trade name of Bonanza Wood.
How are you seeing business out there right now with this economic dip that we're in? Are you guys using this as an opportunity to take share, or can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we're trying. You know, we have actually, you know, been doing okay, thank God, and we've just been here trying to support our customers, which I think is all you can do. I mean, you're obviously trying to get as much market share as you can. Mm-hmm. It's been a challenging time for everyone, and we're just saying, hey, we need to do more. We need to provide more services. We need to provide better inventory options, a little better product, provide as good a value or a better value than we ever have in the past. You know, fortunately, that's helped us during these times.
All right, Josh, well, I appreciate you being with us this morning, telling you about your company. We've been talking to Josh Eichner, who's vice president with Framerica, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.